Okay, what I'd like to do now is kind of go a teeny bit backwards, start from a Gemara, and then try to plug in the lumdus that we see into the Shulchan Aruch and Halacha L'Maisa. If you remember, we have one Halacha L'Maisa question on the table regarding in a situation where the toilet paper is not yet torn before Shabbos, whether you can tear the toilet paper on Shabbos. That's like what we spoke about last time we learned. Turn to the Gemara Daf Memches. Four lines of Gemara. Memches Amra Aleph. Going over to Memches Amra Beis. You probably recognize this Gemara from Meseches Makos. Memches Amra Aleph, two lines to the bottom. Amrav Yehuda Amrav. Haposeya Beis Hatzavar B'Shabes Chayiv Chatos. If you have a shirt that the neck somehow is locked together, is sewn together. Rashi writes, "Hapeseach beis hatzava shochaluk lechatchila." You get an impression this is the first time you're doing it, according to Rashi. So yichayiv chatos. Rashi writes, the reason why yichayiv chatos is because you're making a kli. And Yechayiv Mishomake Bepatish, which is Gemar Malacha. Hosea Pesatzav, according to Rashi, is the Malacha of Make Bepatish, even though what you're really doing is you're ripping through strings. But apparently for Rashi, that is not the Malacha of Korea, Me'eza Sibashihi, that we'll have to talk about, but instead it's the Malacha of Make Bepatish. Then the Gemara asks, well, one second, Ma Ben Zul and Magufas Chavis. How is this different than opening a barrel? The barrel has a piece of leather on top. And the din is, the Mishnah writes on Kuf Mem Vav, that when you have a barrel and there's grogros, there's some figs inside it, I want to talk about this maybe, I'm not sure if we should do this as the next sugya in terms of opening packages on Shabbos, because it really relates to Kireya and to Mechateh. But the Mishnah in Kuf Mem Vav writes that you're allowed to break open the barrel to take out the figs. Frek the Gemara, what's the difference between opening the shirt and opening the barrel? Amle Rava Zechibur V'Ze'eino Chibur. That apparently the shirt is considered Mechubar. Therefore, when you open it, it's some sort of Malacha. The Magufas Chavis is not Mechubar. It's not fully attached. No? It's just a piece of leather on top of the barrel. It's not really attached. Therefore, it's not a malacha. So again, according to Rashi, the issue at hand is the malacha of makeh v'patish. Judaism is a beautiful religion. The Rambam was born. Rambam Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud. What do you see from the Rambam? Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud. What do you see in the Rambam? Actually, yeah, you probably have the Rambam in the back of your Gemara. Also, so what do you see in the Rambam?
Which one?
Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, Vushtein Rambam, gentlemen.
He says
Chayiv, but what's the Chayiv? Where does the Rambam read the whole Halacha? Korea, no? The Rambam writes that there's a malacha called Korea, and if I rip stuff, I am chayiv, and if I tofer, I'm chayiv, tofer Korea, right? That's all in the Rambam. All of these dinim here are Korea. You get the impression that for the Rambam, the chiyuv of poseach beis hatzavar is chayiv, even though the Rambam does not use the words mishum Korea. Right, the last halacha, the last line in this Rambam is that poseach beis hatzavar is chayiv. The Rambam does not say yachayim mishum korea, but from the mikum, from the location of this Rambam, right? You agree with this, Ben? The location of the Rambam is clearly that yachayim mishum korea against Rashi. So we have to figure out why is it that Rashi and the Rambam disagree. And based on this, I think we can have some analysis about the malacha of Kireya. So what would you say? Why do Rashi and the Rambam disagree? How come Rashi says the chiyuv is makir patish? Why is the chiyuv not mishum kireya?
Definitely not amanas
litvar. No? Over here, I'm opening the shirt. I'm not going to resew the shirt because, idiot, you want to wear the shirt. That's why you're opening the shirt. So you're not going to resew it. We already saw the Tosis on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis that the Malacha of Kireya, just like Zomer has with Tzorech Le'etzim, Tosis writes, Midi Dehava Kireya amanas litvar. You get the impression that the definition of the malacha is only almanas lit par. And if I rip something, even in a way that it is mitakein, it's not mikalkeal, I'm opening my shirt. It's not destructive. No? I'm opening the shirt. But even so, maybe Rashi holds that you're not chayiv mishum koreya, because by definition, koreya has to be koreya almanas litpur.
Hi,
I'm giving shir now. Can I call you back in a few minutes? For what?
For money.
What do you need the money for?
Lunch.
I'd rather not buy lunch today. We have lots of pizza and stuff left over from last night. Can I call you back? Okay. Yeah. So Rashi says that Koreya has to be Koreya Amanas Litpar, even though there's some sort of tikkun, that's not enough. This Shita of Rashi, as explained the way we just explained it, is what the Bir Halacha, the Ritva writes. In Makos Daf Gimel, the Ritva Makos Daf Gimel says that according to Rashi, Kireya has to be Amanas Letpar, and that is the same as the Tosis on Ayin Gimel and Beis. This is what I would call Aleph of the Aleph Beis. Bir Halacha hates this approach. No, Mamish hates with a capital H and a capital A and a capital T. The Bir Halacha is located in Shin Mem Se'if Yud Dalet. Okay, the Mechaber writes that if I attach paper, that's a Malacha of Taifer, and if I undo the paper and my Kavana is not exclusively for Kilgol, therefore it is Kireya. Says the Bir Halacha, you get the impression from the Rambam that if your kavana is for any sort of tikkun, then it is koreya. No? The Rambam writes, if I'm mefarik niyaros devukim, Rambam as in mechaber shin mem seif yudalad, in the mechaber, if I'm mefarik niyaros devukim or uros devukim, v'lo niskavein lekalkeol bovat, then it's koreya. If it's only Kilgol, it is not Kireya. But if there's any tikkun at all, it is Kireya. That means any amount of tikkun is Kireya. It can't be that you need Kireya Amanas Litpar. And the Rambam writes that Poseach Beis Hatzav Ar is Chayiv Mishum Kireya, even though it's not Amanas Litpar. And everyone has to agree with this, says the Bir Halacha, because it's a Gemara. Turn to Daf Kuf Hey. Again, the Bir Halacha is going to say that no one in Judaism says that you are only Chayiv if it's Koreya Amanas Litpar. That's the last Bir Halacha here in Shin Mem. No one in Judaism says it. His language in one place here in Bir Halacha Shin Mem is that the Ritva is a Yachid Bozeh. Only the Ritva says it, but no one else. That's the Bir Halacha's take. But the Bir Halacha says it's wrong, because Kuf Hei Amid Beit Mishnah HaKoreya B'Chamoso V'Almeso. Right? So what's the din? You're going to be chayiv. No?
It says
the Mishnah writes putter. Urami nahu. The Gemara writes hakareh b'chamasu be'evlo v'amesai chayiv. Right? Even though yimachal on Shabbos he yotze kriya. So Gemara says lo kasha. If you just rip garments for someone else who died, then that is mekalkel, that's pater. But if it's meisai, if I'm ripping garments because I chaser shalom, right, someone lost a relative, so then, in that situation, you are going to be chayiv. I frek the Gemara va meso katani, but the Mishnah says meso. So you can't tell me the Mishnah is talking about just on Korea meis ba'alma. La'olam b'meis didei b'hanaf delav b'nei avelos ninhu. Right? In other words, that if a person is ripping for someone that you have to observe avelos for, then you're going to be chayiv, no? But if a person is ripping for someone that you don't observe avelos for, they're going to be putter. The Gemara then says, blah, blah, blah. It goes on. But you're mechuyif to tear kriya, even for someone you're not related to, if you're there b'shas yitzias neshama. So the Gemara answers, what about chamasai? Right? Chamas on the sense of you're angry and you tear kriya. So you're going to be chayiv because it's like a release of anger. My answer is that this is Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Rabbanan. If you hold that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. If you hold that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is putter, you're going to be putter. Then they go right to the first wide line. But kareya, if you just rip to destroy stuff, it's oved avoda zara, right? So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha deka oved lemirma emsa a inche de base. The case is that you're ripping in order to scare your family members. But the kitzar ma'asa, when the dust settles on this Gemara, and this is really Reb Kiva Eger's Kasha on that Taisis on Ayin Gimel Amid Beit. If you look in the Gilyon Hashas of Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Kiva Eger asks this Kasha. He says, the Gemara Kuf Dalar on Beis Kuf Hei says that you're chayiv for Kareya for a mace. The mace is not Amanas Witpar. The din is that person is, the different halachas between Kareya for other ve'ima and korea by sha'ar meisim. If a person loses a parent, when you rip, you're not allowed to resell it. If you lose another relative, when you rip, you're allowed to resell it. That's it. Yeah.
Are we sure that we're chayav for korea? We're chayav for, yeah, it's a kind of where it's horrible to even flee.
Whoa. So maybe you're chayav for tikkun klei. Can you hold that kasha for like 8 minutes? Because I think the kasha you asked is good. Just hold it. I mean, it's a little bit of a funny tick and clee. It's tick and clee by ruining it. But hold that kasha. But v'kita ma'asa, says the Bir Halacha, everyone holds that by kareya yerchayiv, even if it is not almanas litpar, and the proof is from that Gemara of kareya b'chamosoy. Or Koreya al Meso. The Bir Halacha has this in Simin Shin Mem. Se'if Yudalet. Right? Dibar Masko Velonis Kabin Lekalkel. He writes, this is all the Lashon of the Rambam. Perakil Shas Halacha Yud. Mashon Bir Daito, that this that you require Koreya al Nas Litbar. Mishun de belav hachi, it's mekalkel. But if it's litzorech eze tikon, even if it's not shalom nas litpar, you're going to be chayiv. And that's the pshat of the Rambam by korei beis hatzavar, that is considered korei. And the beis yosef is difficult. The Beis Yosef says that Korea Beis HaTzavar is not Korea because it's Shalom Manas L'Takein, it's Shalom Manas L'Tpar. So he says it's wrong. And he says it's Beferish in the Gemara Kofhei by Korea B'Chamosai. And even though Rashi seems like he disagrees, that's not the Pshat in Rashi. It's not the Pshat in Rashi. What does it mean? Let's go slowly. Rashi says that if Poseya face Hatzavar, I'm chayv for Maka B'Patish. Right? Why am I not chayv Mishum Koreya? So the Ritva says you're not chayv Mishum Koreya because of Shalom and Aslit part. The Bir Halacha says that is inconceivable. It can't be. It can't be that Shalom and Aslit part. Because you can be chayv Shalom and Aslit part like we see by Koreya al Meso. Elamai, the Bir Halacha says, that the reason why Rashi says it is Makeh B'Patish and not Koreya, this is the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Mem Seif Yud Gimel. I gave you guys all the Bir Halachas to read, no? Were you able to get through them? They're hard. And you have to like look stuff up. But the Bir Halacha Shin Mem Seif Yud Gimel says, the Malach of Koreya is, I rip something, and later on, something comes of it. But if I rip something and I get something right now, that is the malacha of Makeh B'Patish not Koreya. The Bir Halacha totally made the svara up. But he says, according to Rashi, the reason why I am not chayev by Koreya Beis HaTzavar, Mishum Koreya, it's because Koreya means I rip something and I'll do something later on. I rip, like the Gemara says in Ayin Dalet, the curtain has like a worm that got in it. So I rip it and then later on I'll fix it. But something that I rip and right now I get the benefit from, that's not Koreya, that's Makeh B'Patish. That's the Bir Halacha's Svara, which he completely, totally made up. This kasha leads Rav Nevensal to ask Ben's kasha. Because by Koreya al Meso, where is the benefit happening? The benefit is happening right now. That should be Makeh B'Patish. Aye, how could it be Makeh B'Patish? It's funny, Makeh B'Patish, no? You're ripping a shirt, that's Makeh B'Patish. I'll tell you why it's Makeh B'Patish, because you're an Ovel. And an Ovel is not allowed to wear an unripped shirt. So you are fixing your shirt. It now becomes an Ovel shirt. Because you rip it. That's what Nevensal's kasha. I think that's actually a very bright kasha. Okay. Let's go back. Rashi says, the Chiyuv is Makeh B'Patish. Rashi, by the way, says that the Chiyuv of Makeh B'Patish is a real Chiyuv. It sounds like you're going to be put to death. According to Rashi, Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Se'if Yud Gimel makes sense, no? Shin Mem Se'if Yud Gimel says, you can't break cheres or rip paper because it's mitakein kli. Right? Why is it not koreya? I'll tell you why it's not koreya. Because Rashi holds there is no koreya unless it's amanas litpar. No? Or there's no koreya when you benefit right away, the two svaras. And in this case, you break earthenware to use it like to roast a fish, so it's metaking kli. The only difference between Rashi and the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch is that Shulchan Aruch writes kimetaking kli. It's like you're metaking. According to Rashi, it would be bona fide metaking. Okay. Rambam. The Rambam says Poseya Beis HaTzavar is Chayim Mishum Koreya, B'Pashtos. So therefore, according to the Rambam, how come breaking cheres is not Koreya? Ripping paper, how come it's not Koreya? That's the Bir Halacha's kasha. So the Bir Halacha uses this. He says, first I have the Alter Rebbe who says there's only Koreya on something that was stuck together. But he says, no, that can't be. It's against Yerushalmi. Moreover, can't be, because if I have a garment that's woven, so unweaving would be koreya according to this. But when I rip the garment, I'm not ripping the weaving. I'm ripping it in a different direction than it was woven, no? I'm not undoing the warp and the woof. That's the Orchos Shabbos' question. How come the Rambam says Yenachai Mishum Koreya? So the Alter Rebbe says there's no Koreya on something that is a complete piece of paper. The Bir Halacha says, I don't like that, it's against Yerushalmi. Rather, according to the Bir Halacha, the Malacha of Koreya is only when you need both sides of the item. You see that Bir Halacha in the Shin Mem Se'if Yud Gimel Dibra Maso Ein Shovrin? So the Bir Halacha, it's a long Bir Halacha, so I can't like point to you the specific word, and also like we have different printings, so it'd be like really hard. But basically, the Bir Halacha writes towards the beginning, probably 10 lines in, that the Malacha of Koreya is only Be'emtza, not Min Hatzad. He quotes a Yerushalmi to that effect. Meaning Koreya is only when you need both halves of it. If I rip the paper and I'm going to fry a fish on the paper, the part of the paper that I'm not frying the fish on, I'm throwing out. So that is not going to be Koreya. It's only Koreya, says the Bir Halacha, if you need both sides. What?
It's not
so mechatech is when you cut it exactly to the size that you need. Over here, there's no exact size. I need it to roast a fish. It could be this big, that big. Doesn't matter, right? I'm not measuring exactly. There's no mechatech. Comes along my dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, and he says, "Okay, Bir Halacha, you're telling me that there's only korea if you need both sides. Well, what about Poseach Beis HaTzavar on Shabbos? If I open my shirt, do I need both sides? Right, again, what am I doing when I open the shirt? The pshat is that I have like some strings that are holding it together, and I am ripping those strings. So yeah, I need both sides of the lapel, but I don't need both things that I rip. Because what I'm ripping is the shirt. In the sense, I'm ripping the strings that are holding it together, no? And I don't need those strings that I'm ripping. So according to the Bir Halacha, L'cha'ora will not violate anything, because that's not Koreya. Oh, so this is already a problem. I don't know what to do with Koreya. I don't know. But let me add one thing over here. The Chazon Ish. Ready? Want to hear a Chazon Ish, gentlemen? Chazon Ish tells me that the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Yud. What malacha do I violate when I'm poseach beis hatzavar? What does the Rambam say? Perek Yud Halacha Yud.
Koreya,
right? Does he? No. He puts it in the halachos of Koreya. Says the Chazon Ish, and I'd say this is like a paradigmatic Chazon Ish, you're not chay mishum Koreya. You're chay mishum makeh b'patish, like Rashi. How come he puts it in the Malach of Korea? He puts it in the Malach of Korea because it's a Maisa Korea. But the Malach that I violate is Makeh B'Patish. Now this Chazon Ish is paradigmatic. See, the Chazon Ish hated Lumdus, no? Absolutely hated Lumdus. That's why the Chazon Ish wrote notes on Reb Chaim Sefer, no? The Chazon Ish has notes on Reb Chaim, in Benny Brown's book on the Chazon Ish, he deals with this extensively. But the Chazon Ish hated Lomdus, and the Chazon Ish basically says that everything that Reb Chaim writes is just wrong. Now, the Chazon Ish didn't get it. It's Moshe Lomah HaDavar Domeh, one of the Chabad guys here in Yeshiva told me that David Berger's approach to Chabad, based on like reading some of the Chabad sources in Chassidus, it doesn't mean that Chabad is really kfira. He just doesn't know how to learn Chassidus. There's like a methodology of how to learn Chassidus, and he doesn't get it. Okay, I don't know. I think that's extreme. But I think Chazon Ish didn't get Lomdus. Okay. So basically what we have over here, and I guess maybe tomorrow we'll do a brief shiur. I see guys are checking their watch already. It's getting late. So tomorrow we'll do a brief shiur just to finish up our shayla on toilet paper. But the Lomdus is going to be very important. Try tomorrow to read these dinim And we'll finish up Korea near to Hashem tomorrow. And we should have a blessed and marvelous and enjoyable day.